Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down a half cent, May wheat down 2.5 cents, and May beans up 3.75 cents. We did have an announcement this morning, 146,000 metric tons of beans were sold to unknown. That's most likely China. Stats Canada came out with their acreage reports. The wheat number was 2318. That was just under what it was a year ago, a reduction, I think it was 30,000 acres, certainly toward the high end of expectations. So I don't think that's going to be helping wheat here much today. The wheat's broken a quick almost 30 cents here this week. Been under some pressure as the rains have apparently helped the crop out here. No demand to speak of for the wheat, so down we've gone. The next support's going to be $3.99 to $4 in that range. If we start taking that out, you know, it could be another 20 or 30 cents lower than that easily. The corn, we need to see May corn stay over 355, close under 355 tonight. Would certainly look weak on the charts. The beans showing a little bit of independent strength here. You know, we're still up almost 30 cents from the lows after the report. Haven't given much of that back. So the beans are trying to hang in there. Has there been any kind of a deal made with the Chinese? It's hard to know. I will say that there's a lot of uncertainty in the world out here. We've got Russian bombers flying around Alaska. We've got the Chinese military on alert out here. So, you know, it's a interesting world we live in. We just hope things just don't get out of hand out here. I would say that if we start seeing an increase in activity, guys might want to take some risk off the table out here. But outside markets, we've got the dollar just up a few ticks here, 99.80. Gold and silver are a little bit mixed. The outside markets generally seem fairly quiet out here. I think we're just fighting the same problem. Rain makes grain. This weekend looks relatively dry in Chicago, but we've got cool, wet weather coming back in again next week. We expect that the crop progress reports are still going to show pretty sizable delays out here. So, you know, are we going to rally on that, or are we going to continue to break on rain makes grain? Really anybody's guess out here. Funds remain heavily, heavily short corn and wheat, so we could get some kind of a short covering rally, but we need some impetus to spark that rally, which we haven't seen. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.